Hi, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm Regina Hoshimi with Cisco's Analyst Relations team, and I'll be your host. Today I'm here with Shashi Kiran, Senior Director of Marketing for Cisco's Data Center and Enterprise Switching, to discuss an exciting announcement from Cisco. Hi, Shashi. Welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Regina. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, let's jump right into the news. Today, we're here to discuss some new innovations to Cisco's switching portfolio. We believe Cisco is prepared to deliver our customers the right end-to-end infrastructure to address network capacity, complexity, and cost, and enhance network virtualization with simplicity and scale. Shashi, can you fill us in on some of the details of the news today that supports this growth for Cisco's portfolio and to our customers?
Absolutely, Regina. So if you look at the IT landscape today, we're going through what I would call as winds of change that are sweeping the entire IT landscape. So the buzzwords of yesterday like cloud, video, mobility with bring your own device, and obviously virtualization and 10 gigabit in the data center are causing our customers to look at their network holistically and evaluate these three C's. First being the capacity. Second is, how can they deal with complexity? And the third is, how do they do it in a cost-effective manner? So Cisco has really been taking a systematic approach to deal with these three C's, if you will. And we're bringing forth several innovations across the campus, data center, as well as service provider environments to address them. So the highlights of this announcement include the introduction of 100 gigabit and 40 gigabit modules on our flagship Nexus 7000 platform, as well as 40 gigabits on the Catalyst 6500 platform as well. So for our customers, they enable them to really bring in strong investment protection angle and meet these trends in an evolutionary way. In addition to that, we're also introducing a fixed form factor of the Catalyst 4500 family called the 4500X, which is a compact 1RU high-density 10 gigabit Ethernet switch. And in the data center, we're also introducing a new version of the Nexus 3000 family called the Nexus 3064X for ultra-low latency applications. So as you can see, it's a broad announcement of several new modules focusing on 140 gig, as well as new platforms that attack the high-density 10 gigabit switches for space-constrained and ultra-low latency environments. So the thing here is, you know, it's not just about throwing bandwidth at the problem. We're making it easy to utilize this bandwidth as well with the introduction of Easy Virtual Network, or EVN. And EVN is an evolution of VRF Lite that many of our customers have deployed. And what it does, it eases the configuration simplicity by a factor of tenfold. It is backwards compatible with VRF Lite. It brings in a lot of automation and configuration simplicity. And it's also interoperable with the majority of the MPLS WERFs and WAN protocols that are available today. And this will be available on the Catalyst 6500, the 4500, as well as the ASR 1000 families. On the data center side, we're continuing to scale virtualization and help our customers make the journey from physical to virtual to cloud-based deployment models. As you know, the Nexus 1000V has been a key factor in making this happen. And we are now bringing forth VXLAN support on the Nexus 1000V, as well as on the virtual security gateway, and also evolving the Nexus 1010 into a new form factor with increased RAM and hard disk with the ability to support 10 virtual service blades. So overall, it's a very impactful announcement looking at capacity, looking at how we're helping deal with network virtualization and scale. And finally, we're also bringing forth several new capabilities into iOS and NXOS that help with operational simplicity and reducing total cost of ownership. So, Regina, just to sort of sum up, We are continuing to take a holistic architectural view across the data center, campus, and service provider environments. We're continuing to stay close to our customers, and we're trying to help them get ahead of these challenges, each of which could potentially become a choke point for their IT experience.
Hey, Shashi, speaking of the customers, can you comment on the customer traction we've been getting with switching over the past year?
Absolutely. So for those of us who have been following this switching portfolio, we've had interactions with many of our analyst community there. You'd know that we've overhauled almost the entire portfolio into second or third generation platforms, or we've made significant new upgrades both in the hardware as well as software aspects of the switching portfolio. For example, the Soup 2T announcement on the Catalyst 6500 in the summer of 2011 has been extremely well received. It was one of the major refreshes for a huge install base for Cisco. Similarly, the Universal Power over Ethernet, or UPoE, attach rate on the Catalyst 4500 switches has been quite strong, and the partner ecosystem is growing. With regards to 10 gigabit, we've had very strong traction. It's been one of the highest growth in terms of ports shifts. And according to Gartner, we had 73.8% of the revenue based on their 2010 report. And more recently, I'm happy to share that we crossed a pretty significant milestone of 10 million 10 gigabit Ethernet switched ports that have shipped since we started shipping 10 gigabit ports. So this is a pretty significant milestone, not just for Cisco, but for the industry as well. And I would also like to highlight that we have crossed over 23,000 plus customers who adopted NXOS across our Nexus and MDS families. So Regina, it's been very good traction so far, and hopefully, you know, the momentum will continue. I encourage the analyst community to go take a look at www.cisco.com/go/switching-innovations. That sort of talks about these new announcements. And also visit our blog sites for more information, where we will continue to seed some new topics and share information in a casual, informative manner.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for that update, Shashi. This concludes our special announcement podcast today. Thanks to all our listeners for joining us, and we will look forward to sharing timely news with you and updates to come in the future. Thanks, everybody.